Welcome, athlete, parent, and families. This is the Limitless Performance Podcast, the number one youth sports psychology and sports performance podcast on Apple Music or Spotify. This is your host, Coach Jack. Especially for the sports and youth world, this is content not offered anywhere else on the internet. This podcast will be centered around Limitless Performance's sports psychology curriculum, along with other aspects of our athletic training, basketball training, and volleyball training. Email us if you ever want us to make an episode on something you are specifically struggling with or to ask questions. If you're an athlete in any sport or a parent of a youth athlete in any sport, this podcast will be perfect for you. You don't experience anything without the mind. So what's more important than learning how to train it? Let's dive into it. What's up, Limit Breakers? Welcome to another episode of the Limitless Performance Podcast. We just got done in our previous episode going over the You Are Here Now book, and now it's time to give you an activity to build with that newfound wisdom that you've gained in our previous episode. And again, the previous episode, You Are Here, was all about learning how to stay in the present moment. And so how we build this is through concentration, through focus power. And we do that through intentional activities in the mind, which is what this episode is going to be all about. And it's a great way to simplify what concentration does for the present moment is holding power, right? So your ability to hold and stay with your mindfulness in this moment is focus. And so mindfulness and concentration are very interlinked, and we're going to get into that. But you need as much concentration as you do have mindfulness power so that you can actually hold and stay with your awareness in this moment and learn how to live deeper and to not dwell about the past or the future, which is so crucial in sports. And that's why kids get so hung up on mistakes. So I'm really excited for this episode and how it can be applied into your daily life, Limit Breakers. Let's dive into it. Today, I have another mental training activity, and this has to do with the concentration aspect of our curriculum. And so again, concentration is our ability to basically be mindful. And so remember, mindfulness is awareness of what's going on externally and internally within ourselves. If you're listening to this podcast, we're more concerned with the thoughts that you have, because it's very, very likely that you're not too far advanced in, of course, your meditation practices or mental training activities, that to the point where you can control your whether you think or don't think. And so that's really what we're trying to get to, gatekeepers, is that we use the mind as a tool. The mind doesn't use us. And the mind still uses me all the time. I guarantee it's using all the listeners for the majority of your lives. And so we want to get to the point where we use the mind as a tool. And so to do this, we have to start with awareness and mindfulness, is watching the mind, watching how we catch ourselves in these illusions or things that aren't real, that cause real emotions. And so the reason concentration is the second part of our curriculum and so necessary to that mindfulness and that awareness of thought is that concentration is the battery pack to our mindfulness, right? And so say we have an imbalance of mindfulness and concentration, so we have too much mindfulness and too little concentration, you're going to have a very small battery pack. My favorite analogy is you have an iPhone 4 of concentration battery pack. And we want to have an iPhone 13, one that lasts a lot longer. And that way our mindfulness balance, say we upgrade our phone, our concentration power, right? Then that mindfulness can actually be used to its full potential. But say we don't have good concentration, but great mindfulness, right? You're wasting all this space of mindfulness in between the imbalance. And that's really, for me, what I'm working on personally the most is balancing out that concentration and wisdom. Because if you have too much wisdom and mindfulness, right, but you don't have the concentration ability to continue to stay with that awareness for long periods of times, then that you're wasting a huge chunk of that mindfulness ability. Another good analogy could be proteins and carbs, right? The more proteins that you eat, the more room there is for carbs. So there's more room for energy. And that's really mindfulness. There's more room for mindfulness energy, the better you are at concentrating. And the biggest reason that we all struggle with concentration and our brain is getting more scattered as time is going by within our society is because of the phone. And again, I'm not saying get rid of your phone, never use your phone again. I'm never saying that with any negative connotation I talk about. But definitely most people, when they go on their phone, it's because they're bored. So one, you're escaping boredom, but boredom is actually really good for us, because of it gives us time to reflect, ideas come from stillness, etc. But when we go on our phone, generally we're mindless, right? We're just scrolling, clicking on different social media apps from app to app to app. You're mindlessly going everywhere. So that's really hurting one, your concentration ability and your mindfulness. And so we have to learn to tame that concentration and that attention power. by doing things like meditation. And so meditation, there's a type of meditation called one object focus meditation. And so this is trying to build that concentration ability. And so how you do this, my favorite one to start with for beginners, and so this is your activity for the week, gatekeepers, is something called counting meditation. And so all you do for that is you count your breaths after the exhale. So if I breathe in and I breathe out, mentally I would just note one, and then you'd go again. Mentally you'd say two. And your goal is to be as concentrated as you can on that breath and counting. And the reason this is such a great activity is because if you lose count, you know for sure you lost that concentration, okay? And so that's why I love it for beginners, because they can visually easily see in the brain when they've lost thought and when they've lost attention power. And so say you go through activity and you get to two, or you get to three and you lose thought, which is what most beginners will get. Then, of course, you just restart back to one. And your goal is to get all the way to 10 with full concentration, and then you restart again. And so as you get better, you know, you could go a full set of 10 once without losing concentration. Then you might be able to go two sets. And as you continue to grow that ability to count to 10 without losing concentration with your breath, you're going to be able to fit more mindfulness, energy, and power into that bigger house of concentration power. You're going to have a bigger battery pack, essentially, is what concentration does for us. So I strongly encourage you to use this activity this week, gatekeepers, counting meditation. You count on the exhale. If you lose thought, you restart back at one. And if you get to 10, you don't count to 11, 12, you restart after 10, because then you know how many sets you're going with full concentration. But that entire time you're doing the exercise, just try and be as focused as you can on that breath. And we're not trying to not have thoughts when we do this. And that's the biggest problem with meditation for most people, or why they think it doesn't work for them, is that they think they're not supposed to be thinking. It is definitely not to get you to not think. That is not what meditation does, and that's not what this counting meditation does. It's just getting you to be aware when you do get lost in thinking. So it's not about the suppression of thoughts. It's just building that awareness of when we're lost in thought. And so don't get mad or beat up yourself if you lose count of that counting meditation. That's how you're growing, right? How are you supposed to get better at concentration if you don't catch yourself when you lost it? You have to be bad at concentration to actually grow that ability, right? And so the whole point is you're trying to stay as concentrated on your breath as possible. You're not trying to not think. You're just focused on your breath. And when you do get lost in thought, just come back to that breath. And that coming back to the breath is what's building that concentration muscle. So we need thoughts to actually grow us. So it's not something we don't want, because that's how you get better at meditation. And so that's the biggest thing to remember, is that the breath is what we call an anchor. And so whenever we lose or get lost in thought or lose count, we come back to that breath to anchor us back into this present moment, and knowing that we're building that concentration ability, which that concentration ability is the battery pack to our mindfulness. And I know I'm throwing out so many crazy terms right now, gatekeepers, but always let me know if you have any questions. But the activity for this week is the counting meditation, and this is working on building your concentration ability that helps build a better battery pack for mindfulness. Thank you so much for listening, gatekeepers. Always text me if you have any questions about any of these activities I give to you. I really want to try and be more personable with the listeners and get to know more of them. So please text me at 608-201-7384 and let me know how the meditations are going, the mental training activities. And I can certainly help you through text with personal reflections or questions you have, or if you think you're not doing right, just text me. I'm here. The only reason I love this podcast is I'm just trying to help people with it. I'm not trying to sell anything. I just want to help people use the mental training tools that has truly changed my life and my well-being. And I'm a much happier person because of it. And it's very, very possible for you too, if you intentionally use these tools to rewire your brain. Thanks so much for listening, gatekeepers. I'm Coach Jack. We're out, baby. Peace. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Limitless Performance Podcast. If you haven't yet, please leave a review, whether it's on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever listening platform you're on. Compassion for others is a huge part of our curriculum. You can help so many more people by leaving us a review. Please contact Coach Jack at limitlessperformancewi.com to keep us updated on how your meditations are going, how this podcast has affected you, and what other topics on the mental side of the game that you or your child is struggling with, and we can make an episode about that. I really want to become friends with all the listeners so I can help families and students more deeply, so please get a hold of me. Check out Limitless Performance to get your own personal sessions today if you want a deeper dive into increasing your well-being that is personalized to what you struggle with most. Thank you so much, listeners. We'll see you at the next episode. Peace.